At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Whoa, we got so much dish to get to today. Now, Gary's out having a spa day, letting that thing cool down. Yes. We'll be fine over here at ATL. But we can't get things started until we shout out our West Coast homies, Heidi and Frank.
Hello.
What's up, y'all?
But wait, there's more. Bust out the air horns because Chewy Martinez is in the building. Now, Chewy, word on the street is later on you're going to be dishing with the cast at 90210.
Yes.
We're here for it.
Okay. I'm here for it.
It's never too late to get divorced if you're Larry King. But before we get to all that, Frank, what you got?
So today, the cast of Dancing with the Stars season 28.
Oh, yikes. 28?
28.
Wow.
And they got a little something for everybody. So take a look.
Something years
she's
old.
In her 60s.
Christy, if you need a sugar baby, I'm down. She can be my sugar mama.
That was just some of the contestants, okay. Obviously, on Good Morning America this morning.
We're
when
really
they
putting
it.
Sean Spicer in.
Heidi,
in
what's
the same?
What's that about, man?
It sort of makes me not want to watch it at all.
I can't wait to see Ray Lewis murder the dance floor.
Me too.
I don't know.
He only dances to the song White Lines.
Wow.
Obviously, you saw The Bachelorette, Hannah Brown.
Yeah.
She is going to be on the show, and obviously she...
Who?
Hannah Brown, The Bachelorette.
Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
They wrapped up that show. She picked somebody, then they broke up, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars. They're expecting maybe a showmance, they say that.
They do that every season.
With one of her dancer guys. And she does like to sleep with guys that she's on the show with.
Yeah,
so.
She does. Mm. She's very friendly.
How many
down
episodes
there?
Before you think she has sex with a dance partner?
One and a half.
The first one.
I think she has sex with Lamar Odom.
Bam!
Oh, wow.
Me too.
Now, with that bold black girlfriend he got now, I don't think so.
And Supreme, Mary Wilson, who's going to be the oldest contestant at 75 years old.
No! They're going to wheel her in?
Really?
Oh. Her and Christy Brinkley are like, I'm coming for you. I got you. Okay.
You can't send this to Christy Brinkley, though, honey. Okay, now, if they break her last hip, ain't no more replacements. Well, y'all, he's tried many times to find everlasting love, but unfortunately, Larry King and his seventh wife, Sean, are breaking up. Larry and Sean have been together for 22 years and have two grown sons. Now, this isn't the first time Larry and Sean have had troubles. In 2010, Larry filed for divorce after finding out about Sean's alleged affair with their son's baseball coach, but they worked it out. But I guess not this time.
Damn.
So after the alleged affair, he lasted 9 more years with her.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. She was probably working real hard, though, in those 9 years. You know, like, baby.
She was just getting in more time, that's all.
I mean, how many marriages would you give yourself before you just gave up on the whole institution?
I think I would do the old third time's a charm.
Three strikes.
No more. If I'm going into my fourth, I got to look at myself in the mirror and go, you're not good at it.
If I was him, I would just Tinder my way through the rest of life.
Swipe right.
Are you really upset that your wife cheats?
He should be thanking that man.
What's he putting down in the bedroom?
You don't want to risk your heart every time your girl's horny?
To answer Portia's question, he's got to be putting something down in the bedroom, because who wants to be wife 6 and 7 and 8 unless he is putting something down in the bedroom?
I bet he's really, really sweet, and these women are taking advantage of him.
Would you date him, Portia?
Huh?
Well, Larry King is single. I think he should be cast as the new Bachelor.
Larry King?
No. Instead of roses, he hands out cans of Ensure.
He hands out suspenders to the chicks that he wants to. You've been suspended.
He'll help me put these on. Would you accept these suspenders?
Y'all gonna have to rename the fantasy suite, honey.
Larry King alive.
Well, it seems like we are in sequel fever.
Woo-hoo!
And now it's been confirmed, you might be excited about this, that Matrix 4 will happen.
Yay!
In case you're wondering, Keanu Reeves has agreed. He's in. He's still in great shape from John Wick, so that makes sense. Also, his love interest, Trinity. Oh, my God, did I love her.
Carrie Ann Moss.
She's amazing.
She's going to be back with Lana Wachowski writing and directing the film. So, Matrix 4.
Woo!
Excited about it?
Yes!
Yeah. I kind of am. I didn't like how 3 ended, but I'll tolerate it.
Yeah, no one liked 2 or 3, Chewie. In the first, you know, obviously, you had the red pill or the blue pill to take. 2 and 3, everyone took a sleeping pill. It was bad.
In this one,
they're so much older that now one of the pills is glucosamine and chondroitin.
Do we get Lawrence Fishburne back in this new Matrix?
We don't know yet.
No, we have to. You can't have one without him.
But if they had to recast it, who would you recast as Morpheus?
Wow. Let's go with Wesley Snipes.
Really?
Wesley Snipes.
Nice with the martial arts. True. He kind of just kind of got out of that Blade gig. So that would be dope for him.
I was going to say Steve Harvey.
What?
No, just to come in there and kind of bring like an edge.
No, but you can't have like a funny Morpheus.
Why not?
No, you can't do that.
Steve wearing one of his loud ass suits in Matrix 4. Get out of here.
No,
Steve, hell no. Hell no. It's not Family
Feud. I think
we found
our glitch in the Matrix.
They'll be All right, well, Pamela Anderson has been single for a minute now since her messy breakup with that soccer player. Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like Pam has something up her sleeve that might help her on the dating scene, y'all.
Okay,
this one is spicy, Brad. You might like this one. Now, she recently told the New York Times that she still has her red Baywatch swimsuit.
Nice.
Yes. And, she, it's been 22 years since she did Baywatch.
Right.
She said it still fits like a charm, and guess what she does? She said, I jump in the shower with a bathing suit and then jump on them wherever they are in the house, soaking wet.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Hotty and Chewy on the beach. Oh, I can do that too. Keep going, Heidi. Keep going.
This is so funny because this is something a hot chick could do. Like, you're dripping wet and you run on your guy and your guy's like, whoa, babe. Oh, hey, babe.
Hot.
If a guy got out of the shower, was still soaking wet, was like, come here, baby. We'd be pissed.
Exactly.
Get off of me. Now, and I'm wondering if all these years later, 22 years later, you see that little emblem here that's on her side. You know, I wonder if it's still in the same spot or if it's
kind of moved east.
It's over here now, but it still fits.
Covers the belly button.
I always thought celebrities didn't want to date somebody because, like, that person knew them from what
they did.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you know, some guy's like, hey, Portia, could you wear that same outfit you wore on Housewives?
Yeah.
You're like, no,
thank you.
That's not me.
That's true. I wouldn't like that. But she's a sex symbol, so it's like she's sexy then. And plus, this bathing suit is a perfect slide to the side. I mean, it's barely even there.
Oh,
Slide to the side.
She's that younger man. They don't even know what Baywatch is.
No, they have no idea.
They're like, I like your bikini.
I like your
bae, Keenie.
That's not how you spell bae. It's B-A-E.
All right. All I have to say is that Cardi B is not really happy with somebody.
What?
Yes, oh, no. And it's going to be crazy, so keep it here. Dish
Nation. Yo, what's up? It's your man, Hey Crack. Are you a Rihanna fan? How about Kid Cudi? Or are TVs and movies more your thing? Do you love a good Marvel film? Or have you yet to miss an episode of Stranger Things? If so, you're going to love this. Thanks to this really ill company called Stance, you get all your favorite things on your socks. Step your sock game up with Stamps. For example, I love my Pulp Fiction socks I recently got from Stance. Stance is changing the game when it comes to socks. And if you're anything like me, you take your free game pretty serious. I also really dig it because I can show off my favorite things in pop culture with style. Stance has a wider range of styles and designs and collaborates with a wide group of artists and athletes as well as cultural icons. But here's my favorite part. Stance gives back to the community. They send socks to deployed military, raise money for clean water in deprived countries, and much more. And now you too can get back in style. If you go to stance.com/dish, you'll get a free pair of socks with purchase. STANCE.com/dish to get your free pair of socks. This is a limited time offer, so take advantage today and go to stance.com/dish. If they're not Stance, they're just socks.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
What's up? Well, well, well. Looks like Cardi B is pissed at the New York City Police Department.
Uh-oh.
But who is it, right? Mm-mm. Now, in an Instagram video, Cardi B blasted the NYPD for allegedly scaring off the principal at a school in Brooklyn where a friend planned to host a back-to-school drive. Take a look.
So my homegirl Star, she was having a school giveaway in Brooklyn, and unfortunately it got shut down because the NYPD called the school principal of the location that they was having the giveaway and practically scared off the principal and now the got shut down. And I find that so f***ed up at the NYPD because it's like, it was for kids to have a fun, positive day, to benefit the parents with school supplies and many more things. And I just find that so f***ed up and f*** you and suck a fart and suffocate on it.
Cardi B for Congress.
Okay.
Suffocate
on the fart. Suffocate on the fart.
I've never heard that one before, and I'm going to use it in my daily life.
So what do y'all think about her approach? I mean, at the end of the day, Cardi is always going to be brash. I mean, she's saying suck a fart, f*** you, et cetera. Now, she's taking up for the kids, so maybe they shouldn't see this message, but at least she's getting it out.
Well, the message wasn't to the kids. It was to the NYPD.
There you go. To adults. They all grown.
With that being said, that's actually how kids talk. Okay. So she's really speaking their language. Yes.
Well, y'all, it seems that former Bachelor star Amanda Stanton needs some mommy tips, Portia.
Okay, I got her.
Well, she revealed on Instagram that her daughters, Charlie 5 and Kinsley 7, are not sleep trained and wants to know if it's too late to get them back on track. She said, so many props to people that sleep train their kids when they're like 3 months old because mine are 5 and 7 and they're still not sleep trained. There's some nights when it would be nice if they would sleep in their own bed, but it is what it is. Any tips welcome, though. Is it too late? Am I doomed? She added, and to be fair, I did sleep with my mom until I was like a senior in high school. So what y'all think about this? Any advice, Portia, for Amanda?
Yeah, it is hard.
It's hard. You want to sleep with your baby.
You want to sleep with your baby, and then too, you know, when they cry, because, you know, when the newborns, they wake up like 3-4 times a night.
Right.
You don't want to walk down the hall, but if you want to go ahead and get them trained so that when they get older, they're not in your bed with you and your man.
Right.
I had to go ahead and figure that part out.
Right.
New-ass parent. Right. What you fail to realize is PJ's not even one yet. So there's going to come a time in the very near future, once PJ is like one, maybe two, able to crawl out of her own bed, and probably three when
it
she's talking
to me.
Really good. Oh, they're going to come to you and they're going to be running defense in that bedroom. blocking any shot that Dennis is trying to take towards that vagina, creating any future PJs or PJ Junior Part 2.
You think you got it all set.
Okay, well, I'll start my perm patrol when
PJ, what, 6 months?
She's 4 months. You know, a lot of people say you should enjoy when the kids sleep with you. Her kids are only 5 and 7. Enjoy it because they'll be grown. They don't want to sleep in bed with you. Problem with that is, if you let them sleep with you now, they will still be in your bed when they're 17 and 15. Okay?
No, that's weird.
Girl, what 17 and 15 year old?
I will not name my family member, but one of my family members still sleeps with her mom.
What her name rhyme with?
I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you.
Yo, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Need to keep them teeth pearly white? Then try this at-home teeth whitening kit. It's a complete kit for getting a dazzling smile without spending hundreds of dollars and hours in your dentist chair. And thanks to the double-barrel whitening syringes and the included disposable mix tips, the key whitening ingredients are kept separate until you're ready to use it.
Well, how does it work exactly?
Well, it's easy to use. The system lightens teeth to up to 5 shades lighter in just 8 15-minute treatments, and the system uses a cruelty-free hydrogen peroxide solution, a flexible silicone mouthpiece, and a gentle desensitizing ingredient to minimize any discomfort and make a comfortable experience for you and your mouth.
How much is a head crack?
Well, the Tail Whitening at Home Teeth Whitening Kit has been seen as high as $129, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. $29? I almost dropped it.
Wow.
Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, our boy Chewy Martinez is dishing with the cast of the new 90210. So be right back. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, thank you, Chewy. I do appreciate that somebody's excited
that
to
was,
be here.
That was the worst.
He's become an owl. So here's the deal. I'm real jealous because I was always a huge fan of 90210.
Same.
And that was growing up in middle school.
When I first moved to Los Angeles, I was like, I got to live in the zip code. It's too expensive.
Now I moved to the 91423. But anyway.
I'm out in the valley.
So it's a reboot, and it's a huge hit for Fox. And our very own Chewy Martinez.
Yes.
To dish with all the stars of 90210 at the TCAs.
Yes, I love
it. How was that?
It was amazing, man. Shannon Doherty, Brian Austin Green, yeah. Jimmy Garth, Tori Spelling. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time, and I even got to talk about to our own president, the president of the Screen Actors Guild, Gabrielle Carteris.
What?
So check this out.
All right.
You guys, congratulations. I see the commercials. I see the billboards all over. I get so excited. I'm like, I'm shrieking. My girlfriend's like, you okay? I'm like, look, she's So it's an exciting time.
Did I just shriek? That's embarrassing.
That's a nice falsetto you had there.
Church choir. So when we sit on the couch and watch the show, what can we expect?
We wanted to give something really fresh and groundbreaking to the audience. And so we're trying out something here, and we think it turned out amazing, and we hope they feel the same way.
I love it.
And Jen, what do you call it?
I coined it a soapity.
Soapity.
Ready here first.
You trademark that.
No!
What are you doing?
Are you all gonna stand there? Why are you helping me?
Well, you seem a little crazy right now, Tor.
This is my dress. And you, Bri, why aren't you helping me? I helped you earlier when you were nervous, and you popped my cherry.
Oh, okay.
Settle down. It was only on a TV show.
It's so great working with my friends again. Yeah. Back on
Be It,
you guys. Chops every chance they get. But there's a real family vibe here. It's great.
Hopefully, Color Me Bad will be back.
We're using some of the music.
Cool.
So we're going to use a lot of the throwback music and nods to the 90s. Yep.
Well, congratulations. And I owe some SAG dues. So just stop sending the letters.
Yeah. You know, it's not for me, but you know, you just pay those dues. It's okay.
She's going to be like,
we'll protect you and make sure you're taken care of.
Hear that high note again?
Amazing.
Nice. Why am I here? Why am I should be on tour?
Some of them look better than they did back then.
Ian Ziering hasn't aged one bit. But we're going to have more of the TCAs in the next couple weeks. And you got to keep it locked right here because we're going to show you my part of the KCON 2019.
Oh,
we were there, Heidi.
I'm never going to be the same.
I learned some dance moves and it was a good time.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't
I can't
seen
wait.
It? And I talked to some awesome fans at the convention and that will be on tomorrow on Dish Nation.
All right. Well, Frank, have you ever been drop kicked by your wife?
No, but it sounds awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what. A little bit later in the show, Atlanta's going to show you what happened to this husband when he tried to prank his wife. You will not want to miss it. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Woo, let me tell you, honey, it ain't nothing worse than a prank gone wrong, especially when it's pulled on your spouse.
Oh.
YouTube couple Maya and Marquise are known for pulling stunts on each other, but things quickly turned into a game of Mortal Kombat when Marquise decides to pull a cheating joke on his wife, Maya. Check it out.
Just relax. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, shit! Fatality.
I was not expecting that.
Yes.
I mean, she didn't even think. It was like her adrenaline pumping. Yes. It was like one, two, kick, two steps. She was over there in 2 seconds.
I would like to see her go against Chris Cyborg. Because, that little step kick was everything.
It takes the adrenaline of thinking that your man is cheating. She got supernatural strength, baby.
It's like she stepped on actual air to get one step up to be able to do the kick.
And then she hit you with the one, two.
Right.
You got that part.
She was now up on his shoulder. Oh my God.
But she would have kicked somebody's head clean off their body, okay?
That would have been hurt.
That's it.
Oh my God. All right, y'all, for more funny videos, make sure to check out Maya and Marquise on their YouTube channel, Maya and Marquise, or hit them up on Instagram. It's Maya Jackson and Marquise.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.